Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Nun Gimel, mitzvah 453 in the Minyan HaMitzvos of the Sefer HaChinuch. We are still in Parshas Re'eh, and we continue with Perek Yud Beis Pasach Chavav. This is not the Pshuto Shel HaPasik, but the Rambam counts it as a mitzvah, and so does the Chinuch. We are talking about other mitzvahs relating to issues of karbanos, as we have been talking about, and now we have a related mitzvah. Says the pasuk, "Rak kadoshecha asher yiu lecha unedarecha." The karbanos that are with you and your nedarim, tisa uvasa elamakom asher yivchar Hashem. You shall carry and bring them to the place that Hashem says. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi just says this pasuk means, afa pishatam mutar lishchor chulin, even though you're allowed to shechulin, lo itarti lechol lishchor es hakadshim, ula achlan bisharecha below hakrava, but you're not allowed to shecht and sacrifice animals outside. Elahavi on the base of Bechira. Rashi says this pasuk is just teaching us that even though you have the heter of Shechitas Chulin, as we mentioned a couple of days ago, but regarding Kachim, you're not allowed. No, you have to bring it to the base of Mikdash. And this was the mitzvah, if you remember, that we counted back in mitzvah Taf Mem. Mitzvah Taf Mem is fulfilling one's nedarim and bringing one's karbanos to the base of Mikdash. Mitzvah lahakriv kol karbanos bebeis habechira v'lo bachutz. There's a mitzvah zaseh, not just a lo saseh of shchut echutz. There's a mitzvah zaseh, shenitz tavinu lahakriv kol karban bebeis habechira v'lo bachutz. But the chinuch following the Rambam here counts a separate mitzvah zaseh d'oraisa to make sure I bring my karbanos from chutz la'aretz to the Beis HaMikdash. Mitzvah lihitapel b'havaz ha-karban me chutz la'aretz the Beis HaBechira, says the chinuch, lo'havi al Beis HaBechira, u'la ha-kriv sham, ma'shen ha-chayev nafshenu b'chatas v'ashem v'ol v'shlamim, any karban, kachikachim, kachikalim, v'af al-pisha behemos ha-hein b'chutz la'aretz. Even though the animals and the people are in chutz la'aretz, chova aleinu lahaviyam el makom ha-nivchar. It is obligatory to bring them to the place. What's the Havamino? We'll have to talk about it. The karbanos that you bring, even though we had earlier to bring all karbanos to the Beis HaMikdash, there's a separate mitzvah. That's following the Rambam, who quotes this that was as well. It's based on the Sifri. The Medrash says, "Rak kadoshecha einu medaber ala bakachi chutz la'aretz tiso vasa malamei shechay betipul hava asam." You have to bring it all the way to the Beis HaMikdash, even if one is in Chutz La'aretz. V'sham amrush ezeh achiv hu b'chatas v'asham v'ol v'shlamim. Those karbanos. V'efshar, says the Chinuch, why do I say there's a separate mitzvah here? We'll talk about more later, but what's the Chinuch suggestion? V'efshar, shenomar shenisyachta lanu mitzvah b'kachi Chutz La'aretz lahaz hirenu alehen mibnei shehatorach bohen maruba. Because there's great tircha, there's great amelus in doing this mitzvah. Because if you're in the Eretz Yisrael already, fine. But if you're outside, maybe we can think of different excuses. Maybe I can say, you know, I'll wait till the animal dies, get some mum. I don't want to schlep it right away. There's a lot of hard work involved in this. That's what the Torah goes out of its way to give you a separate mitzvah. Say, yes, even though there's hard work, even though it's difficult, you have to do it. Again, there's a lot to say relating to two points that this mitzvah relates to, and that is number one, the hard work, the amelus. Right, it all starts, obviously, you can't have a discussion of hard work. The mitzvah is about hard work and amelus. First marker to always quote is the first Rashi in Parshas Bechukosai, where the Torah says, Bechukosai teilecho v'smitzvosai tishmor v'asisim osam. If you follow my laws and you fulfill my mitzvahs, so double lashon, following my laws is doing my mitzvahs, says Rashi, shetiyu amelim b'Torah. Amelos patora, that is the message of separate, not just doing the mitzvos, but working hard in doing the mitzvos. You know, sometimes it's not always easy to fulfill the mitzvos, to learn Torah. Rosh Shlomo Zalman once said, it's quoted in Chikum Amtakim, in the beautiful two-volume biography about Rosh Shlomo Zalman. So he quotes there that Rosh Shlomo Zalman once said, when I was younger, if I didn't learn when I had a headache, I would never have learned at all, ever. I had a constant headache because he never had food, he never had money, he never had anything. I always had headaches, right? It wasn't a chiddush. So Shlomo Zalman says that we have to work hard. Amelus. Amarlan, he quotes the Medrash in the Sifri and Hazinu. Amarlan Moshe Yisrael. Shema tem yodim kametstar nitztaarti ala Torah, v'kama amel amaltiba, v'kama yigia yagatiba. Natati nafshi aleha. Demei nasati aleha. Moshe Rabbeinu says he gave his flesh and blood and soul for the Torah. Kishem shalamati ota betzar, kach tiyu atem lemeidem osa betzar. Right, even though it's a little difficult sometimes, one has to work hard. And if one works hard in Torah and mitzvos, that's a way that it becomes part of a person. The Lubavitcher Rebbe says that's why the parsha of Bichukosai Teilechu, Shetiyu Amilam HaTorah, it's the name of it, what we call it, is Bichukosai, from the word Chakika, for the word Chok, to be engraved. Somebody wants the Torah to be engraved on their hearts, that it takes hard work. And that's why we mentioned in the past, Shimon Shkup says, Moshe Rabbeinu had to break the first Luchos. He didn't just put him aside, and maybe later there'll be another time. He saw that these Luchos had the danger. He saw that people weren't committed, and they'd still be able to learn a lot of Torah, because it was Etzpe Elokim, and people wouldn't have to have the Amelus, and it would already be Nechkak on their hearts. Says of Shimon Shkup in the Hadama, the Shari Yosher, it can't be that way. We're on the level of needing a Torah, only if one works hard. One connects to it and makes it part of themselves. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu brought us the second Luchos and didn't just save the first. Again, Amelus being a tremendous factor. If you look at Rav Pinkus also discusses Amelus in the beginning of Parashat Bechukosai. And he says, interestingly, Roim Anu B'mitzius. We see in life, Shem Adam Misyagei Al Eza Prat Bavod. If anybody works hard in any area, in a mitzvah, in a project, in anything, somebody works hard in a sport, so then eventually it becomes easier, and you don't have to work so hard. If you have somebody who's a professional sports player and they practice and practice and practice, they don't have to work as hard once they get to know it and they get the hang of it. This applies by all areas of life, even by Shar Mitzvos. By Shar Mitzvos, I do a mitzvah many times, then it becomes rote, it becomes easy to do the mitzvah. Ma she'en kein b'limud Torah. When it comes to Talmud Torah, it's not true. Kana mitzias hi she'tamid tzarech la'amo l'zyageya. Hashem created the reality that it never stops. If somebody works hard when they're younger, it doesn't mean that it's easy. Maybe it's easier to learn to read through the Gemara, to translate the Gemara, but now they have to go deeper and harder. If you have achar amal merubah, even after a tremendous amount of work, la'olam, lo magia adam l'matzav shekvar ragel hu b'limud HaTorah. He will never have reach a level that he's ragel and he just breezes through it. Why? Explains Rav Pinkus, based on the Nefesh HaChayim, a Kabbalistic idea, that the Torah is really a description of godliness, of the divine. And that's infinite. And therefore the Torah is also infinite. The Torah ain't so for lo shayach afpam, l'kabo bakinyin, tamid atzof yamav chayav adam lashkiya b'limuda. It's continue. That's why the Torah is called nachla b'limitzarim. No borders, because it continues. And that's what he even says. That was Yaakov's problem with Bikish Yaakov, Leshiv Shalva. Kodesh Baruch Hu wasn't maskim, because he was teaching us. We are B'nai Yaakov, we are B'nai Yisrael, that it's midi b'Torah. The Torah needs constant work, constant yegiyah. And this is even one of the 48 ways that we are kone Torah. You know, the Mishnah tells us in the end of Pirkei Avos, in the 6th Perek, there are 48 kinyanim shel Torah. There's even a minug for some to learn one of them per day of Svira, and on the 49th, reviewing all of them. But this, one of them is Mi'ut Tainug. Miyotainik, a person can't be living in both worlds. There's a beautiful description by the Chovas HaLevavos in Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, Perachav Gimel, that there are two avas. And the question is, what does a person have? There's avas olam hazeh and avas olam haba. A person can enjoy something in this world, but that doesn't mean he's an ohev olam hazeh. Everything in olam hazeh has to be geared towards olam haba. And we could relax, and we could take some vacation, and we could enjoy something, but we can't be an Oev Olam Hazeh, because those are mutually exclusive. An Oev Olam Hazeh and an Oev Olam Haba. Says the Chovas HaLevavos, She'yachshovim nafsho, al mashesh shakaba me'avas olam hazeh, ve'hagbaras tavosar avas olam haba, and v'yishtado laharchik avas olam hazeh milibo, ulekayim mitzvahs avas olam haba tamid, v'ein tainug yoser me'asher yitzanik al Hashem b'chulu. And he says, this does not mean that you're not allowed to enjoy yourself and have good food and enjoy Olam HaZeh. One can enjoy Olam HaZeh, but he can't love Olam HaZeh. You can't be focused on that. That can't be the goal. It all has to be a means. Haray. And he quotes further, and then the Matnas Chaim, Matzio Salomon, in his Sefer on Kinyanim, of Kinyani Torah, he discusses this Chovas HaLevavos, and he says, you see, from his description, there's such a balance, there's such a docustic decision that has to be made. Mitzad echad imosifim menucha nachas achavas adas hamoila harbi the limud haTorah. If I have menucha and nachas and a nice place to learn, so obviously that's all helped by Talmud Torah. But mitzad sheni, at the same time, if I go a little bit further and I focus a little too much on gashmias and olam hazeh, so that it all falls away. Ki amishkal tali al eza kava mozaim monachas ha'ava. Where's the love? The love is to be a goal, not as a goal for the olam haba, and olam hazeh is a means. That's what he quotes the Mesillas Yesharim in the first parak discusses. Iker mitzias adam olam hazeh. Everything in this world, all hana'as ha'olam, ein roi sheyielo elo le'ezer ulesiyua bilvad, to bring nachas ruach. When a person has a family, when a person has anything, it's all to be a better Eved Hashem. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had planned for us. This is all in terms of a melus, in terms of making sure we have the message of working hard. That's the message, one of the messages of this mitzvah. This mitzvah. An interesting story just to end the section with, and that is in the first volume of Vaharevna, which has become very popular over the past couple of years, which many people are doing at the Shabbos table, beautiful halachic questions relating to the Parsha. So Rav Zilberstein writes there, a shaila that he heard from the Rosh Yeshiva in Slobodka, that when the Mikdash David is a sefer on Zrum, a sefer on Kachim, you can't learn Kachim and Zrum without it. So the Mikdash David rented, or David HaKohen Rappaport, he rented an apartment in Kovna, and he learned Yom HaLaila he learned. And the Maskir, who was a nice, regular person, he noticed that this Tabar Chacham, learned day and night and day and night. He went back and forth and back and forth. And he brought, he said, I'm not sure, but he brought the socher to a din Torah. He says, my floor is getting worn out, because he goes back and forth much more than any other renter. He walks back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And he's toveah him more dmei schiris because of this. And the question is, what's the answer that was given by the Dayan is not so clear. But Rav Zilberstein said, he asked this to his brother-in-law, Rav Chaim Knievsky, and he says, I think he's pater. Why? There's a Gemara Bar Metziah. Gemara Bar Metziah, Tavayin Tes. Gemara Bar Metziah tells us that if a man rents out a donkey to someone, to an ish, Anisha can't be rochev on it because a woman is would be carried on the donkey differently. V'chulu v'chulu. And the Gemara says, but if you rented out the donkey to an isha, ben gdola, ben ktana, afilu meuberes, afilu meinika, it doesn't matter. If you rented out the donkey, it was to any woman. So here too, he says, you see, isha kolal is kol sugi nashim. So here too, a socher is kol komeni sochrim. Some people do this more, some people do that more, and they don't, just because he's as Amelos Patorah doesn't mean that he has to pay a higher rent. Okay, a couple of issues related to Tircha and Amelos. That's the message of this mitzvah. Even if you have a carbon in Chutz La'aretz, you have to make sure to bring it and be metapa with it, and don't slack off just because it is in Chutz La'aretz. Just continuing, then we'll get back to issues of Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. The Chinuch notes that the Ramban, right on this mitzvah, argues. And the Ramban says, this shouldn't be a separate mitzvah. This is one of the mitzvahs that the Ramban knocks out. Av Ramban Zal Kasav. Shebechol HaKadshim, there's one mitzvah to bring karbanos to the Beis HaMikdash. You don't need a separate mitzvah for karbanos Chutz La'aretz. Shebechol HaKadshim, Ben Kadshi HaAretz, O Shal Chutz La'aretz, HaKol Mitzvah Achasi, V'lo Nasim Shtei Mitzvahs. Right, we don't make it two mitzvahs. That's the language of the Ramban here. It's one mitzvah. And says the Chinuch, The Rambam is based on a Medrash, the Ramban is based on a Medrash, but either way, this is a machlokas. The Mitzvah of Melech wonders here and discusses, lumdus-wise, the Ramban sounds right. Ramban sounds right, meaning you have to bring your karbanos. What do you need? What's the Havamina that you need a separate mitzvah? So he quotes a couple of suggestions. He quotes one suggestion. These are all from different achronim. That maybe the Gemara Tosfos, there's at least one day. It's Tosfos in Psachim and Daf Gimel, where Tosfos says that if somebody lives in Chutz La'aretz, they're pater from Re'iyah. They're pater from Iyan, maybe even pater from Karen Pesach. They're pater from certain Karbanos HaChag. So maybe there's a Havamina. According to that opinion, you're pater from all Karbanos and Chutz La'aretz, Kamash Molan. So that's a little difficult because it's specifically related to Yontif, not related to Stam Karban. Others say maybe it's because the Gemara says that we're not Makriv a Bechor and Meiser from Chutz La'aretz, and so you might have thought that other Karbanos also have limitations. This is to emphasize, no, only Bechor and Meiser, but other ones you for sure have to bring, and make sure you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. He continues, and based on a brisker Rav, he says, maybe the Chiddush is that there's not just a Chovas Gavra, that like a person has to fill their Nedarim, but there's a Chalos in the Karban itself. this mitzvah has a chalos that the carbon has to be brought, not just a chovas gavri. He goes through nafkaminas, but he tries to, again, struggling, try to figure out why the Rambam quotes what he does as a separate mitzvah. Okay, let's continue now. Again, this affords us a little opportunity to talk about a ben chutz laaretz and a ben eretz yisrael. We've mentioned many times that, you know, one doesn't yearn to do all the mitzvahs. One doesn't yearn to do the mitzvah of avelus. One doesn't yearn to do the mitzvah of hashavas gzela. It's just that if one, a mitzvah just means if somebody is in a certain situation, then they have to act in a certain way. Mitzvahs are a guide to all of life situations. So here too, this mitzvah does not mean that a person should strive and want to live in chutz laaretz, but if somebody happens to be there and have a karban in chutz laaretz, then this mitzvah applies to them. Again, we've spoken about this a number of times in the past, but we have to review it because there is no separate day that we could talk about it. As we know, the famous omission of the Rambam, that the Rambam does not have the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael in his list. And the Shaila is wise. You remember the famous Megillas Esther, one of the great commentaries on the Rambam, in Mitzvah Revius of the Ramban. The Ramban, as is known, counts the mitzvahs, I say, of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. He counts it both in his commentary to Parshas Maaseh at the end of Sefer Bamidbar, on the pasuk of V'horashtem es aretz v'shavtem ba, you shall drive out the inhabitants and live there. Ki lochem nasati es aretz hazo, says the Ramban, over there, al da'ati zu mitzvahs asei. So Mrs. Asay, Yitzaveh Usam She Yeshvu Ba'aretz V'Yershuo Sakihu Nitna Lahem V'lo Yimasu B'Nachlas Hashem. They shall not be disgusted in the Nachla of Hashem. V'ilu, these are all different elements of the mitzvah. V'ilu Ya'ala Adaitam L'Leches V'Lichbosh Eretz Shinar. And if there would be a Havamina to go make a Jewish homeland anywhere else other than Eretz Yisrael, we would violate this Mrs. Asay De Oraisa. That is the Ramban, and the Ramban in the mitzvahs that he says the Rambam left out in mitzvah Dalid, Shenitz Tavino Lereshes Aretz, Ashenazan Akel Yisparach Yisala, Vichulu. Says the Megillas Esther, probably one of the most famous Megillas Esthers, is this, his name was an Esther, but when he was coming out with a Sefer, his mother was Niftar, and he wanted to dedicate the Sefer to his mother. So his mother was Esther, so he named the Sefer Megillas Esther. Says the Megillas Esther, according to the Rambam, the mitzvah does not apply Bizman Hazeh. That's why the Rambam doesn't count it. V'nira li ki mashal omana harav hu l'fisha mitzvahs Yerusha za'aretz v'yishivasa lo naga rak b'yimei Moshe v'Yoshua v'David. There was a mitzvah, but it was a temporary mitzvah. V'chozman shalo golo me'aretzav, as long as they did not go into Golos. Aval achash golo me'alan masam ein mitzvah zunu heges l'doros ad eis ba'mashiach. There's no more mitzvah anymore. And he quotes the Shavuos, the Shalosh Shavuos at the end of Ksubas, relating to the Jews going back to Eretz Yisrael and the non-Jews afflicting us too much, or the famous Gemara about the Shalosh Shavuos and Daf Kuf Yud Aleph in Maseches Ksubos. Some a minority group of Achronim hold like the Megillas Esther, but Rov Mefarshim assume that the Megillas Esther is not correct. And it has to be that the Rambam thinks it's a mitzvah, but for some reason doesn't count it. Because the Rambam in a number of places in Mishnah Torah clearly assumes on a Daraisa level that there's a mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara, the Mishnah is from the end of Ksubis about a husband or wife forcing the other one to come up to Eretz Yisrael. With a Ksuba, without a Ksuba, those are all Halacha L'Maisa cases. Or cases of writing, having a non-Jew write a document for me on Shabbos in order to acquire a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael, that's allowed, it's mutter. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos. And Avadim. So there are many Rambams which are based, Halacha L'maisa, that are based on the concept of Yishev Eretz Yisrael being a mitzvah bizman hazeh. So various suggestions are given for the Rambam. Again, we've mentioned some in the past, that the Rambam must count it. It's included in some other mitzvah. It must be some included in some other mitzvah. Or Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva that some other achronim also have this suggestion. Maybe it's a mitzvah kiyumis, not a mitzvah chiyuvis, which is also difficult to explain for why the Rambam didn't count it, because the Rambam counts mitzvos kiyumios also. Doesn't quote the only mitzvah chiyuvios. Tzitzis me'ikar adin, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. But there is no iser of, he talks about the iser of leaving the Shulchan Aruch, never quotes, either that's Rav Moshe in Eben Ezer, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Beis. But others, the Avnei Nezer is probably one of the most popular suggestions for the Rambam. He says it's included in the mitzvah of Hachrim Tachrimim. You have a mitzvah to drive out the other nations for what? Drive them out and then go live somewhere else? No! It's part of that mitzvah. The Rambam only counts part of the mitzvah. The Rav Schechter quotes in Ikvei Atzon. He assumes it's part of the mitzvah of Ha'amadas Melech. You appoint a king where? In Eretz Yisrael. What, and you're not living there? Setting up a Jewish government. It's all part of the same mitzvah. It's all part of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. There's a beautiful hafla'ah to mention in this context, and that is based on a Tosfos at the end of Masechas Ksubos. Again, a well-known Tosfos in Ksubos Daf Kuf Yud, where Tosfos quotes Reb Chaim Cohen. Reb Chaim Cohen, who says that there's a mitzvah, even Bizman Hazeh, but it's too dangerous today. Kish Kama mitzvah, what, dangerous in what way? We can't fulfill all the mitzvos atzulias ba'aretz. Kama onshim, kama mitzvos. Oh, we can't be so zahir, so that's why we don't go live there today. Sasser Reb Chaim Cohen. So, early Achron in the Maharit and the Mabit and others quoted in the Pisachei Tshuva and Eved Ezer say this must be a mistake. That's not a Jewish attitude, a halachic attitude. We never say that, oh, it's too hard. No, what do you mean? It's hard to keep Shabbos too. And it's hard to do a lot of mitzvos. But we do them, and it's hard to wear tzitzis in the summer, and it's very hot outside. But we do them, right? But here too, so it's hard. So we know, so it must be a mistake. Talmud Toek Kosvo, some Achronim say. And even if not, and this is where the Hafla steps in, even if not, the Hafla says we have to be very honest with ourselves. And that is, he says, oh, we're ba'ones, it's a sakana. It's a sakana for Ruchnius or Gashmius. Says the Hafla, you only have the taina of ones when you would have gone without the ones. But if without the ones you also wouldn't go, then you don't have the excuse of ones. And who uses this hafla? The Beis HaLevi. Beis HaLevi, quoting a medrash in Parsha Shmos, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the pasuk says, Vayeda Elokim, and the medrash says on that pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was about to redeem the Jews, and the Malacha was saying, what do you mean? Halalu of the Avodah Zarah, Halalu of the Avodah Zarah. The Egyptians and the Jews are reading over the Avodah Zarah. So why are you redeeming them? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vayeda Elokim. What does that mean? The Beis HaLevi explains. The Mitzriim are worshiping Avodah Zarah out of Ratzon. The Jews are only out of Ones. And if the Ones wouldn't be there, they wouldn't worship it. So I don't consider that as if they did it. Says the, and he quotes the Hafla. The Beis HaLevi quotes the Hafla. You only get the credit for something if it is under duress, and without the duress, you wouldn't have done it. But if you would live there, a person would choose to live in Galus anyway. Even without the Ones that Rav Chaim Cohen is talking about, and many even say it's wrong what he said, one does not have that excuse. Again, that's an important hafla to know. It comes up in various halachic contexts. Okay, but either way, today's mitzvah is, even if one is in chutz la'aretz, one has to make sure to bring the proper karbanos, even though it's difficult, even though it's outside, you have to do it. That's today's mitzvah.